Lumbo Chao would often make the distinction of holding but not clinging. And that's his very sort of clear and direct way that, because oftentimes when if he would talk about sort of letting go or non-attachment or emptiness, then people would take that to be, oh, so you're just sort of spacing out, or how would you go to work? How do you look after the family if you're contemplating emptiness? And you could always hear Lumbo Chao's eyes rolling. You do it, but with a heart that lets go, with a Chitwan is an empty mind, an empty heart, so that it's, and that will be his very tangible and practical way that you pick something up, and you pick it up. It's not a problem. There's no suffering involved. You pick it up because you need to pick it up. When you don't need it anymore, you put it down. So holding our responsibilities, what we see, hear, smell, taste, touch, think, yes. But it's the mind that then grasps and identifies that, this is my bookmark. What does it really mean? Where did it come from? Who made this? And the kind of grasping and story making and identification around the perceptions. So that's a very simple, very clear standard we've inherited from Lumbo Chao. That's so useful. Just feeling the difference between holding and grasping, and learning how to hold this life without grasping. So it's not a rejecting or a fearing the sense world. And many of Lumbo Chao's Dhamma teachings are about consciously using the sense world for the development of wisdom. And that sense contact, the fount of wisdom, is one of the kind of very, very significant talks in his collected teachings. So it's not a matter of shying away or kind of disconnecting from the sense world, but learning how to hold without grasping.